How do you choose a niche? This is probably one of the most asked beginner questions in internet marketing. And I personally believe that it is one of the worst answered questions in internet marketing. I think that the reason it's not asked by as many advanced marketers is because deep down inside they know what I'm getting ready to share with you. However, I've never seen in print or in audio anything resembling what I'm getting ready to share with you. I'm going to go completely against the grain. I'm going to go completely against what other marketers recommend for choosing a niche. Now, before I do that, I want to give you just a basic idea, and this is going to be a thumbprint, basic, overall, generalistic idea of how many internet marketers approach choosing a niche. The basic idea is this: find out how much demand there is for a product, and then look at how much competition there is for a product. Now, in theory, from an economic standpoint, that sounds like a great way to choose a niche. Find a niche that has high demand and low competition. Now, first of all, from an economic standpoint, we know that market forces tend to even things out over time. So if demand is really high and supply is low, prices go up. So demand goes down and supply comes up until they meet in well-developed markets. When demand is low and supply is high, prices come down, which causes demand to go up and supply comes down. So in the long run, demand always equals supply. So if we were to relate that to the internet, we were to look 10 years ago when the internet was barely developed, then we might be able to find a number of scenarios where demand is high and competition is low. 10 years later, we have a developed, we have a market that is, I believe it's well developed. I believe that the effect of the market has been to make demand equal supply. I believe that where demand has been very high and supply is low, competition is low, that prices have gone up, demand has come down, and prices went up, more competitors came in. So I believe that in most markets, especially well-developed markets, you cannot go in and look for these demand and competition scenarios. I believe that if you do, you may find some that show a relative demand versus competition that's higher than some other niche. But I don't think that tells you anything about the profit in that particular niche. I do not believe it tells you anything about profit in that particular niche. And I believe that profit is very important when it comes to choosing a niche. In today's well-developed internet market, I believe that there are two or maybe three effective methods for choosing a niche. Now, the first thing I want to throw out here is that you're probably not going to get in a niche just because you happen to be the first person to stumble on it. You can get rich in a niche today if you get into that niche and you become an expert in that particular niche, and you do a better job solving problems in that niche than anyone else, and you do a better job marketing how you're solving these problems than anybody else. Now, I believe that you can go into a well-developed niche and generate profits. Now, what does that mean? That means that I can go into a high-demand, high-competition market, become the very best, and make more profit than anybody else in that niche. What does that also mean? It means that some niches have literally millions of buyers every single year. Millions. assuming that my goal is to make $100,000 a year, or let's say it's to generate $100,000 in revenue, and I have a $100 product, all I need to sell is 1,000 copies. I need to sell one copy to each of 1,000 individuals out of millions in my niche to do $100,000. To do $1 million, I only have to sell 10,000 copies of my $100 product. Only 10,000 copies out of millions of buyers. Now, what does that tell me? It tells me that I do not need to go into a niche that has not been exploited in order to make money. I remember when I first got involved online, I read probably several times, I was advised not to go into any of the internet marketing niches because the competition was too fierce and it's almost impossible for a newbie to make it. Well, August, September, October, November, December, January, my 6th month online, I did $5,540, my 6th month in the internet marketing niche. My 13th month, I did over $15,000. Not bad for a niche with high competition that's maxed out, that's impossible for a newbie to get started in. And I don't know that there's another niche out there that has more competition than the internet marketing arena. And yet, I've made money, and I made it in the first 13 months. So I believe that just about any other niche out there, you can do the very same thing in. I believe that deep down in the bottom of my heart, I believe that you can do the very same thing in your niche. No question in my mind, I believe you can do the same thing in your niche, whatever it is, no matter how much competition is out there. So, perhaps a better question to ask, rather than supply and demand, because we are looking at what I believe is a well-developed internet market, instead of looking at supply and demand, I think there are two things to look at. Number one is gross demand, total demand. For example, if a particular niche only has a demand of 100 units of product per year, even if there's no competition, unless that product was priced at $10,000, I'm not interested in that niche. And neither should you be. On the other hand, if a particular niche makes 1 million sales or 10 million sales per year, I don't care how many competitors there are. I'll get in there and take a piece of that pie. And third thing that I think that is important is niche differentiation. I think that if you take just about any niche out there, any well-developed niche, I think that you can find parts of that niche that are underdeveloped. You can find areas where people are begging to learn information. Nobody is solving their problems. So let me go back to, I'll come back to niche differentiation. Let me go back to this idea of choosing a niche that has a lot of demand. Now, how do we come up with demand? Well, one of the ways that we look at demand, it's not a great way, but one of the ways that we look at demand is keyword searches. We assume that if someone makes a lot of keyword searches, if many people make a lot of keyword searches, there's a lot of interest. It only means they have an interest in that keyword or something that keyword is related to. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily buyers. However, oftentimes they are. I don't know that there's a real good rule of thumb, except for your intuition, which may not be a good rule of thumb, for how to determine if those keyword searches can or will turn to dollars. However, it is my assumption that almost all keyword searches that have to do with physical items, service items, or problems that people have, which includes most niches, have saleable solutions, have saleable products within them. Almost all niches out there. Now, if we were to look at keyword searches alone and come up with large numbers, how large should those numbers be? That's a tough one. You know, I've seen numbers out there that tell us that those numbers need to be, say, over 100,000 searches per month to really be able to break into it. And yet I look at my two niches, and I haven't looked at the number in a long time, but I believe that list building has about 400 searches a month, and article marketing has about 1,200 searches a month. I believe that's the number. That may be an overture number, and if that's the case, we might need to multiply these by five, but I don't think so. Even if we multiplied them by five, that would be list building 2,000 and article marketing 6,000. So a total of 8,000 visits, keyword searches. Now, out of 8,000 keyword searches, what percentage of that traffic would I possibly get? Even if I captured 10% of that traffic, I would have 800 visitors per month, right? However, at the time I'm recording this, I do around 18,500 visitors per month on basically two keywords that gross about 8,000 at the very max, and I believe that number is closer to 1,600 searches, keyword searches per month. What does that tell me? It tells me that keyword searches is not necessarily a great indicator of how much business you're going to be able to do. I think that if you have a keyword search number that's anything over a few hundred, there's potential, there's possibility. And again, it depends on the niche. You know, if you are in a niche that doesn't have problems, that has multiple free solutions, easy to access free solutions, very few niches are like this, then perhaps that demand number is going to be incorrect for you. Now, let's look at niche differentiation. Now, how can we take a niche and differentiate it? Now, it actually goes back to point number three in my cash flow business model, which is find out what your list wants and get it for them. Once you get into the niche, the very first thing you should do is send out an email to all of your subscribers. Make it the first email that goes out if you want, and ask them what their greatest challenge is in your niche. Whatever they tell you consistently, that is the underserved niche or sub-niche in that niche. That's the underserved sub-niche. That's the area that you can exploit and create a product that many people in your niche are having a problem with, and nobody's created a product for it. Now, that doesn't help you decide what your niche is going to be. But what it does help you decide is how you are going to differentiate once you're in that niche. Now, there's one other way that I believe still has relevance. I believe there's one other way to determine demand and to determine the viability of an existing niche. I do not believe that this proves in any way, shape, or form that something that does not meet this criteria is not a viable niche. I think that it only indicates that those niches who perform well with this criteria are great places, great niches to begin working in. And then once you're in there, begin niche differentiation, begin to create products that solve problems for people that are in sub-niches of your chosen niche. And the way to do this is to come up with search terms that get, you know, at least a few thousand keyword searches per month. Google those search terms and look at the products that are being sold under the sponsored listings. Those are the listings at the very top and generally to the right on the search page. Are those pages basically very low-priced products, information pages? Or are those pages promoting higher-priced products? Are there a lot of ads for products, not just for information, but for products? Now, sometimes there may be squeeze pages. Do those squeeze pages, if you sign up for them, do they lead you to purchase a product soon? If they do, this is a great place to start. Now, what I would do is mark down the URLs of all of the top 10 in that the sponsored listings in Google. Come back 2 weeks later and see how many of them are still advertising. If most of them are, odds are this is a particular keyword that converts. It converts at least whatever the break-even point is for those particular keywords. And generally in Google, my experience has been that's between 1 and 3%. So that test right there tells me that those sales pages are probably converting between 1 and 3%. Now, I don't believe there's niche out there that if I have a product that converts at 1 to 3% to cold traffic, that I can't make a fortune, literally a fortune in that niche, especially if I add in niche differentiation. Okay, so to wrap up choosing a niche, what have we gone over? Number one, I've indicated that I do not buy into this demand versus supply method of choosing a niche. I believe that the market is well advanced, the internet market is well advanced, and that for the most part, the market has evened out those forces. Number two, I believe that it is better to go into a niche that has a lot of demand, regardless of competition, than it is to go into a niche that has no demand, regardless of the competition. So I think that it is more important to look at the volume of the demand, and I've given you two ways to do that. One, keyword searches, an inaccurate way to do it, but still, it's about the only data we have. And then second, doing some research into the people, the ads that are being paid to run, and that if they don't break even at a certain conversion rate, then they lose money for the people that are running them. And most people don't run things forever for long periods of time that aren't making them money. And then the third thing that I've covered here that I think is probably more important than anything else I've discussed is niche differentiation. And that is going into any niche out there, finding out what the problems are, and then creating products that solve those specific problems. And I believe that by following those three steps, you'll be able to choose a niche. In fact, I believe that most niches out there are perfectly fine for niche differentiation and creating probably higher ticket products and high conversion rate products because they solve problems.